Hello and welcome. Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love astrology and are fascinated by how it manifests in our daily life. And we see this as a tool we can offer you to make the most out of this time in your life and this time in history. Now, I am going to bring, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. I had to stop a minute there and think where what state I was in tonight because I've been doing some traveling, but that's where I am tonight. And I am going to be joined by, by Mark. And
hello.
Mark Wolf, are you on the air?
Hello, yes. Heather.
And where are you
Hi.
Calling from?
Mark Wolf, calling in from Manhattan, New York City. And it is funny, I expected you were not going to be sure where you were.
Oh, yes, it's been
Heather
Rowan
Robbins calling in from somewhere on the North American continent.
Somewhere, yeah, in the Midwest, probably, but maybe not. And this, and we, Ann Ortley is not yet here. Do you know the last three numbers of her her phone so I can make sure I recognize it?
I would have to go out and look it up and come
okay,
back
not
it's in
worry.
My phone.
Well, hopefully we'll get her to call in and join us.
Yeah.
And we loved having her here with us. And normally Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley speak at the Open Center on Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
What time are you two there in Manhattan?
6:30 Tuesday, 6:30.
On 6:30 on Tuesdays. Wonderful.
Yep. Yeah, we always have a good crowd and they always have good questions.
Isn't that? It's fabulous. One of the things that we've been looking at this week, the aspects right now are so volatile and they are off the charts. We have zero impulse control with a T-square, a defensive T-square, growing from Mars in Cancer, squaring Uranus and opposing Pluto. And this it's all in cardinal signs, and it's kicking us into gear, encouraging people to just take action. Not necessary to think about what, but just take action. And to take intense, it can be fear-oriented, as Mars opposed Pluto, very willful, very destructive, as we're seeing in some of the riots around the world, and accident-prone. Now, we can use this on a smaller scale. I've gotten to all kinds of little household projects that I haven't dealt with before because I just, you know, they're just not okay anymore. It's time to fix them. And it's not okay anymore. I've got to do something about it. Energy is helpful if you're dealing with the closet, but it's a little dangerous dealing with anything larger than that. As at the same time this is going on, Mercury is in Leo, has retrograded back into Leo, and is opposing Neptune, which is retrograded back into Aquarius. And today that was exact. So Mercury opposed Neptune, seriously foggy thought. No,
yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
Right. So when you hear yourself saying, "Well, it seems like a good idea," you should look at it from a couple of different angles.
And yes. And there was one story today of a guy who took his fiancé's pink pistol, tucked it into his waistband so he could look cool. Seemed like a good idea at the time. It went off and shot out his groin area.
Mm.
And you have, those are just the kind of, like, what were you thinking? My
right.
granddaughter took off her knee pads and then got back on her bike, went down the hill, hit a patch of gravel, and wiped out. Just, you know, think it's the impulse control, lack of clear thinking, and feeling that we must take action that caused
right.
this massive sell-off in the stock market today and tremendous amounts of opinions being spread about without anybody thinking through what the hell they're saying or whether or not it will be helpful to say it.
Yeah, this is prime time for opinions. Opinions
mm-hmm.
all over the
yes.
place.
Yes, prime
so
time for opinions.
When you hear yourself coming up with an opinion, try to have a chuckle about it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this is just an opinion. Mm-hmm. And it counts as an opinion, but that's all. So, you know, but we'll hear a lot of them and we'll have that feeling that, well, my opinion is important, if mm-hmm. I can get it out fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the less reflective, the better.
Right. And you know, there's some beauty in the Sun, Venus, and Mercury conjunction in Leo, and it's very heartfelt and it's very beautiful, but it does tend to make things mountains out of molehills. It tends to overdramatize. So adding that leonine trio into this mix, people
yeah.
are thinking, you know, it's great to sit and daydream away or do little projects around the house or have a great vacation, go to an arts festival. But if you can't think clearly, you feel like you're going to take action and you're going to overdramatize and be full of opinions in the process, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
So I'm asking
and with
people.
This,
not,
mm-hmm. With the Sun in Leo, we will get an Aquarius full moon at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So we have it's six signs, and mm-hmm. Sun being in Leo with Venus and Mercury hanging out there, mm-hmm. you know, all that Leo energy, and then the moon becomes full right across from it in Aquarius. So that moon is reflecting all the Leo energy and shining it at us.
Yes.
Through the energy of Aquarius, so the moon is Aquarius, but it's really showing us a lot of that Leo energy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of big and bold, and it's true, there's a big, wonderful energy to it, a wonderful quality,
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
it isn't overly dramatic, just happily dramatic, then
right. And if we're not trying to make life-changing decisions.
Right. Yeah, just trying to shine.
I see.
You know, it's funny.
That
I was out,
one of the. Go ahead.
I was just taking a walk, actually up in the country in the late evening on the weekend, and
mm-hmm.
I felt the rays of that Leo moon, and I'm reminded how warm Leo is, because even though the Sun was mm-hmm. virtually set, you know, the last
mm-hmm.
rays of it have an enormous amount of warmth in them during this Leo period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't have that
it's
when
true.
It's a setting Gemini moon, even though the days are almost as long, and
yeah.
Setting Cancer moon, you know, mm-hmm. days are even longer than they are now. But
yes.
somehow the rays of the Sun at the end of the day are just super warm in Leo.
I think
so,
it's holding the energy. I mean, the Leo is a fixed fire sign.
Yeah.
I would think of it at the best quality of Leo is a campfire that we can all gather together around.
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
so if
and,
we can use that quality, mm-hmm. it's really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I
and
gather.
The way
I
to use
I see
it is
sharing that.
Share it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, again, using the Aquarius counterpoint. And this full moon in Aquarius is about sharing and working together about how can our community, how can we bond together with other people of like minds to make an improvement? How can we, you know, that's where any kind of, you know, the tribe I lived near, it's their powwow this weekend, and I wish I could get back up there for that,
mm-hmm.
because that's the kind of, you know, spiritual, social gathering that is perfect under this.
Yeah.
I have family coming into town, and you know, it's definitely not about an individual visit. It's about how can the tribe be there for each other right now.
Yeah, and we're catching a trine from Saturn on this. Saturn is
mm-hmm.
in Libra, and
mm-hmm.
moving toward Libra, and
mm-hmm.
you know, getting close to the full moon will be at 20 degrees of Aquarius,
right.
And Saturn
right.
is where about 16 now, something like that
yep.
in Libra, so. You know, it's participating
that is around
by
13,
way of a trine.
14. Yes.
Yeah,
it
13,
is.
14.
It is. I agree with you. I think it will stabilize it somewhat.
Yeah,
think,
and it allows us to make something stable and firm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the good news out of this week's aspects, if I was looking at Mercury retrograde opposed Neptune and all these other fiery aspects along with that, and someone told me some wonderful news and said, oh, look at this fantastic thing that just happened, I would say, don't worry about it. It won't last long. Right now, whatever we create is going to be modified. And I think, you know, I can say the same thing about this disaster. Don't worry. It doesn't need to last long like this. Everything can be modified.
Right.
We know that with this Saturn Uranus Pluto T square for the year, Saturn's now moved on, but we have been disassembling the old structures since 2008, and we have through 2016 to rebuild the foundations. So we're going to be seeing over and over again that old ways don't work. No one can agree on what does, but everybody is agreeing that the old ways don't work.
Yep.
And you know, until we really disassemble them and really find something that does it, and start putting the collective good instead of winning or losing ahead, we'll keep feeling this uncertainty because the aspects are looking like an earthquake to break down the old structures. But I'm hoping that we don't have to lose. I mean, when I look at the aspects in modern times compared to the same aspects 100, 200, 300 years ago, it seems to me that we move through them faster because we have enough communication to hear, to get a bigger picture of what's going on, to talk about it and make the changes faster than we used to. And that's one of my hopes about, I don't think it's necessary because we've evolved any farther, but our system of learning through it and of working out the other side is moving faster than it used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
That's,
yeah,
that's,
and with Uranus and Aries, it all kinds of things are moving faster.
Absolutely. The other piece that I've seen in that concern is that 2 days ago there was a solar storm. And in that solar storm, there was a large electromagnetic burst that brought some beautiful aurora borealis around here. I didn't see them. It was cloudy that day here. But they were really large. And started, you could apparently see them if you were in a very dark place down halfway down the country.
Yeah.
You know, but no one in New York is ever near in a very dark place, so I know you can't see it so easily.
No.
But the process, whenever we see those electronic storms, we just see all of the aspects energized. It's like the volume gets turned up on them. It's extra juice flowing through those lines.
Right.
I think it's another reason why everybody's so excitable this week.
Yeah, yeah, and we anticipate some disruptions in communication from those.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with our retrograde Mercury.
Yes, we do. I went to one lecture tonight, and the speaker never showed up, and no one could find him or get a hold of him.
Oh.
You know, I thought, yeah, I wasn't surprised. Everybody else looked terribly surprised. We've got a couple of people on the line. Let me go through them. I'm going to ask everybody to keep it fairly short. I also have an email from somebody. So let's see how if we can get through a couple of callers tonight. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, 591, you're on the line. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. How can we help you tonight?
This is really my first time calling into the show, and I don't know much about this.
Uh-huh.
We'll ask you first. Do you know what your birth date is?
Yes, October 12th, 1969.
1969? Yes. Okay.
Time?
4:34
a.m. And where? Batavia, New York.
And can we help you with anything in particular?
I just wonder if anything in my life is going to start getting better. It's been bad for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And my health as well. Mm-hmm. Family and health, that's my main concerns.
So we have you down. I can see why you have some difficulties here. You were born right after the new moon with the sun in Libra and the moon in Scorpio, and you have Venus in Virgo conjunct Pluto, Mercury conjunct Uranus in Libra conjunct Jupiter. You've got, you know, some wonderful parts to your chart. You're a deep feeling, competent person. It looks to me with that Venus Pluto conjunction that the first couple of years of your life were also tough. That there was a loneliness or a loss or a disconnection very early on in your life. It doesn't mean, and you know, plenty of intensity afterwards. But this may be taking you back to some of those earlier years. It looks like Uranus, over the last couple of years, Uranus opposed your Venus, sat on your nodes, opposed your Pluto, and is going back and forth opposing your Mercury right now, making it hard for you to make decisions, something every Libra just loves. And right now, your progressed Sun just moved into Sagittarius, and you are, this year, suddenly, instead of feeling stuck by it all, really feeling fed up by being stuck by it all.
Mm-hmm.
And are you thinking, have you been traveling at all or getting out and away from the problem, or are you sort of stuck, enmeshed in the problems?
I'm pretty much stuck in most of the problems.
Because it looks like you're hungry for something else.
Oh, yeah.
And that it would be really good for you to spend less time. You know, there's some problems that there's just nothing you can do anything about in your family. It's like there's a karmic story unfolding. And your job is to rescue yourself. It doesn't mean you abandon anybody. It means you take your focus onto what brings you health, what brings you life, what helps you to be fully alive. But setting boundaries is one of the most important things you can do. Your energy is not going to be very high this month.
Mm-hmm.
As Saturn squares your Mars, it feels like you have to be a real grown-up, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you may feel tired and you may feel achy. You will feel younger when Saturn gets past that.
Okay, and when does Saturn get past that?
In a few months.
In a few months.
It's been on, talking to your chart for a while. By Christmas or New Year's, it begins to give you some. You begin to see some of the results of all the hard work you've been putting in on
okay.
this kind of the karma slogging.
Okay.
And your chart, you know, you've got some sturdiness. It feels like right now it's putting one foot in front of the other and making choices that are steadily in the direction of healthy and sustainable life.
Okay.
Now, was there a specific... Mark, did you see anything that you want to add to that?
Well, you really want to overall work with all this Libra energy. It has so many wonderful Libra qualities. And the best way to work with them is to look for what's fair and what's balanced, but at the same time establish boundaries. You know, where Libras get in trouble is they keep trying to rebalance and bring more and more into the picture to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to try to make things really, really much more simple and, you know, feel exactly where you have your footing. Because if you try to reach too wide, then you lose your balance. Your footing goes out from under you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a time to really pull in. And Saturn moving through Libra is telling you that. It's time to really look at, you know, what's within your boundaries. Don't try to reach beyond. And stay firm and steady within that. And, you know, really use the mind. Use your understanding of things. And anyone that's not willing to work with you in that way, you just have to smile and let them go their own way.
Right.
You know, don't get into it. And but anyone who's willing to work in that, you know, and recognize your Libra qualities and what you're bringing, those are the people that you can actually be effective with. So you want to focus on that.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move on to the next one. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
And we'll try the next caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, 501. Are you there? Hello.
Is this 336 501?
Yes, it is. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Birth information is 3/21/74.
Okay. Have we talked on with you lately?
It's been about a month.
Okay. I'm going to keep it short because I got a couple other people on the line here. But I'd love to get back to you. What was your question? 3/21?
1974.
Okay.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. And what time?
12:32 a.m.
And Greensboro. And what was your question, hon?
It was about a move. Moving from the East Coast to the West Coast really soon.
Okay.
Wanting to. Anyway.
And you're wondering if that's a good thing to do?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely doing like Mercury retrograde, or should I wait till after? Or
Do you know what's the situation that you're going to? Because Neptune has come back. This looks like a decision that you've been working on for a while.
Yes,
and that you're going back to some connection that you had before. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely it is. It's kind of like a long-distance relationship. But,
okay.
You know, we're working through it.
You've got Uranus on the ascendant going through that area by astrocartography. And that says that's a place where you go to transform. And I think the East Coast, you don't really feel understood or seen or anything out here. You know, it's not bad. It's just not really connected. It's not working for you.
Definitely.
And I would love to see you out on the West Coast. I think that would be great. It's with Mercury retrograde. If you could wait till after the 27th, that would be good. If you can't, just try to get out there, but don't sign anything until after the 27th. But definitely don't go until after Thursday, until at least Friday or Saturday. Because
okay.
This T-square is peaking this week, and it just is not a good time. If you can get away from this feisty aspect, it would be better.
Okay.
Mark, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I think that's basically that's good. The taking the move sounds like a good thing to do. It's something that you need to do, if nothing else, to find out what's going to happen, and you know, get that settled. But don't go on the full out Mercury retrograde if you can help it.
And
yeah.
Working things through is important. How do you know that? How do you continue that conversation with them without putting a lot of pressure on a relationship right now? I would say that's one thing that's really important, that we do not pressure relationships, but that we love them, care for them, give them extra attention, love each other, but don't pressure the process right
yeah.
now. So be supportive of one another through this, but don't push it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck.
Let us know how it goes.
All right.
Okay, and now I have a question from from Christy, who was born 8/18/78 in St. Louis, Missouri. And at 2:14 a.m. And I'm just getting that up myself here. And Christy writes, that she's just had a really hard time. She is a natural empath and an intuitive and has helped people, but is lately the difficulty in building up her own practice. She's been looking for work. There isn't any. She's been looking to build her practice. It's not working. She's staying with a friend that's driving her Virgo North Node crazy. And is there any help? And so we have her down for August 18th, 1978, 2:14 a.m. in St. Louis, Missouri. And she is a Sun and Mercury in Leo, born with Mercury retrograde. So this time may be just perfect for her in that way. Mars at 8 Libra, Venus at 10 Libra, and Pluto at 14 Libra. She was also born on the full moon with a moon in Aquarius. So I think this full moon is going to be highly important to her, that she brings in connection from her friends. Do you have anything that you want to start off with this one, Mark?
I'm still putting the chart together at the moment. But,
okay.
Definitely this... you know, this full moon in Aquarius speaks to her.
Mm-hmm. I agree. If Saturn's been going over her Mercury, Venus, and Pluto back and forth and back and forth. And
right.
Again, like
it's almost done.
Mm-hmm. It's almost done. Another few months, and I think that this great delay that's been sitting on her life will be clear. But this week, Mars squares her lineup in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus is kind of starting to speak at it, but hasn't yet. I mean, there's all kinds of exciting things happening, coming when Uranus does that. But I feel most, you know, in 3 years, her progressed sun goes into Libra. And I think that'll make a difference. There's a lot of positive pieces coming up in the future. Her chart's not all that practical. And it feels like that just getting that she's so sensitive and a very good empath, but doing some practical, steady work, and with her, that Leo lineup in the third house opposed the moon in Libra in the ninth, I would say if she could work at a hotel where she has to deal with people that come in from other countries, that she's really good at making strangers feel welcome. And that she has a real ability to warm a hearth fire, to warm people, that her sociability needs to be at her advantage. So I would say I would love to see her work as a concierge at a hotel and work for a while in, or it could be the hostess at a restaurant, some place that has a fairly international group, and that a steady income and a steady work and showing up for work and being rewarded for being sociable will help her through this hard time and help her get grounded enough to build up her practice, her intuitive and spiritual practice. We have to sign off now. This is Mark. Can you sign off?
Signing off from New York City, Mark Wolf.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. Tomorrow night you can hear Access Astrology live and in person at the Open Center. I'm going to be in New Mexico in the first week, in September 5th through the 10th, if you'd like to see me there as a client or here. And all of us are available by phone.
And you can find us at, astronyc.com.
And find our individual websites at the Access Astrology website.
Good.
So take care and have a great week.
Okay. Talk to
you
soon.
Bye.
Bye.